I'm Eli Manning.
How y'all feeling today?
Welcome to another edition of Giants Access Blue, presented by Toyota. I'm Bob Papa in the Giants locker room at the Quest Diagnostics Training Center. Coming up over this half hour, we'll look back at the Giants celebration, the 25th anniversary of the 1990 Super Bowl champion Giants. We'll take you behind the scenes of that celebration. But to get things started, it's time for sights and sounds from this past season as the Giants found themselves in victory circle. Let's take a look at the highlights.
Let's get it tonight, man. Let's be great tonight. That's the fun. That's the fun.
Let's make a statement today.
This is showtime, baby. This is Sunday. There's no other place you want to be right here with your family, with your brothers. Let's go put on for a city. Let's do this for each other, man.
Give me everything you got. It doesn't matter what time. Does not matter who it is. It's about us. Unity over self.
Yeah.
What? I got to feel y'all tonight. What?
Back to throw, steps up, deep ball, Odell Beckham Jr. on the post, jumps up, makes the catch, touchdown Giants! Manning back, throws it over the middle, there's Odell Beckham Jr. trying to accelerate, and he does! Across midfield, 40, 30, 20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown Giants, 72 yards!
And like clockwork, you said he was quiet, and the bell rung, and he answered.
I see you, 1-3, I see you, baby! Yeah.
They're playing soft zone. That's why Eli's giving you the ball right away. So you got to get ready to give him an eye. And all of this is a little swing for a catch and run from 8 to 10. 4-4.
Manning takes the snap. Throws it hot left for Jennings. Runs out of a tackle to the left side under the 40. Jennings high steps to the 30. 25-20. And then he's hit, shakes off a tackle, and is in for the touchdown.
Nice job. Nice job.
That's some gas, baby.
Offense is going to score. So what we got to do is make up our mind that we're going to make a stop.
Taylor takes the snap, drops back to throw, throws it in the flat, and the pass is caught by Williams, and the Giants stop him short at the one.
We're playing football out here. We're playing football out here, baby.
This is the time where we do what we do. My job first.
Lockdown. 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 Let's go, man.
He's one down the right side for Randall, who makes a one-handed catch on the run. Play fake to Dark, where Manning throws one over the middle. One-handed catch by Odell Beckham Jr. at the 40-yard line.
Yeah, he got that one with reptilian skill.
Is that LSU thing?
Comes down to Harris at the goal line. He'll run it out to the 10. He's to the 15, cuts right to the 20. He's to the 30, breaks right to the 40. Dwayne Harris across midfield. It's a foot race. 30, 20, 15, 10, 5. Touchdown, Giants!
Let's go!
At least I got us on the fantasy.
I need to pick six out of you all. I need to pick six out of you.
Castle back, plenty of time. Sidearms run to the sideline. Intercepted by Dominic Rogers-Cromartie. Running down the left side. He's to the 20, to the 10, to the 5. Touchdown, Giants!
Hey, we need a victory Monday, baby. Victory Monday right here, baby. Here we go. Hey, here we go.
This is what we've been talking about forever. We got to make it happen right now.
Manning takes the snap. Stop, throws one into the end zone. Caught.
After review, the ruling on the field has changed. The receiver had possession, got 2 feet down and down. It is a touchdown.
Takes the shotgun snap. He's going to lob it down the left side for Odell Beckham Jr. Makes a diving catch in the end zone. Touchdown, Giants. What a catch by Odell Beckham Jr. At the Niners 12 with 26 seconds to go. Giants down by 4. Manning back. Looks left. Throws toward the end zone. And it is reached up and caught for by Donnell for the touchdown.
Got a game ball for Coach Coughlin, his 100th win as a
team. Let's have a team. 1, 2, 3.
Good job, fellas.
certainly some memorable and defining moments for the New York Giants in 2015. Now it's time for this week's edition of Gatorade Win From Within. Welcome back to Giants Access Blue, presented by Toyota. This season, the Giants celebrated the 25th anniversary of the Super Bowl XXV New York Giants. And what we're going to do right now is take you behind the scenes of that championship season, some of the things that have never been seen before.
Fans are on their feet and screaming. Snap, spot, kick is away. It's got the distance. It is good.
And the
Good.
Giants are going to Tampa Bay. It's over for the three-peats. It's over.
Great job, Bill. Congratulations.
And the plane ride from there to Tampa was the most memorable trip that I've ever been on. It was such a celebration. The players so happy. And
hey, Tampa down, baby.
That might have been the best plane ride I've been on in a long time. Because I tell you what, we having some fun on that plane, though.
Happy New Year, guys. We're going to the show.
And Giant football in the Super Bowl. Tens of thousands of small American flags being raised.
When you stood in the press box and you saw the armed soldiers right outside the press box, a helicopter gunship was hovering. You know, they're over the stadium. However, it was the Super Bowl. All the precautions had been taken, and the build-up to the game was sensational. It's something you'll never forget. Whitney Houston.
During the 1990 season, Sean Landetta and rock star Jon Bon Jovi developed a strong friendship that has lasted 25 years and counting.
Yeah, it's just one of those things that he came to practice, and me being a big fan of rock and roll music and his songs, we formed a friendship.
Bon Jovi also had a passion for photography, and when Sean introduced him to Giants photographer Mike Mularkey, they came up with an idea that would make the 1990 season one he'd never forget.
Mike Mularkey said, come over here, hold this camera bag. It was really important to me not to stand out. It was make sure that you could be as close to being one of the staff as possible. So you tuck your hair up, you pair, you know, the cheap pair of sunglasses and a t-shirt. You know, in that rare occasion, I had a sleeveless shirt on because I would go out of my way to make sure that something like that Superman tattoo didn't stand out.
You were at the NFC Championship game in San Francisco.
Yes, I was.
Matty Barr.
Matty Barr.
It's hard for me to believe that it's been 25 years since that miraculous season, but I tell you, this was such a special group of guys, a special group of players.
Good to see you, man.
Great to see you.
I think of all the teams I ever had, without question, this was the most resilient mentally. You know, you have your personal life and your professional life, and then you've got your memorable events, and this is one of those.
The 1990 Super Bowl champions.
In Super Bowl 25, they didn't give us a chance. A backup quarterback. An old running back, but we had you guys.
And we thank all you Giant fans for your undying support for all the years. Thanks a lot. Go Giants!
It certainly was a magical year, 1990, as the Giants captured their second Super Bowl in 8 years. Under head coach Bill Parcells. We'll take a timeout when we come back. Much more here on Giants Access Blue, presented by Toyota after this. Welcome back to Giants Access Blue, presented by Toyota. Odell Beckham Jr., obviously a smash on the field, but becoming a smash on TV as well. He filmed a Lenovo commercial with J.B. Smooth as we take you behind the scenes of that shooting.
A.B. Mark.
All right, everybody, we're rolling sound. If we can hold the conversations, thank you.
Action.
Hi, I'm Odell Beckham Jr., and if there's one thing I have in common with Lenovo computers is that we both run fast.
So Lenovo is the official computer and laptop sponsor of the NFL, and we want to do something fun for the younger NFL audience. And it's all around this idea of a fantasy online college. Fantasy football is not just about the stats and numbers and the competition, but that there's fun stuff too, like trash talking, naming yourself, branding yourself, etc.
A lot of you have these plain old fantasy team names. You give me the name of your favorite player, and I'll give you a team name. Odell it on the mountain.
No.
Odell, no!
Baby. Man, it's been great here working with J.B. Smooth, a guy who's hilarious. I've watched him for a long time. So just coming here and catching some of his energy, you know, kind of helped me, you know, make it through everything that we've been doing. But I had a lot of fun.
Oh, I love this. Introducing everybody, the cat.
Oh, no.
Come on, do it. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Touchdown. You can't be the bird, man, without a bird.
Red, cut.
Red. Definitely putting the bird on my shoulder and kind of being uncomfortable because, you know, I didn't know what it was going to do. You know, we're not close like that. I don't know the bird like that or anything. So, you know, he's got his nails digging in my shoulder, and I kind of started to feel a little bit. I try not to freak out or let him know that I'm freaking out, but it was a lot of fun.
Obviously, one of the most popular jerseys that kids are wearing right now are 13s, Odell Beckham Jr. So, what are some of the most popular jerseys with the players in the Giants locker room? We took our Access Blue cameras to find out.
All right, so Modell's wants to know, what's your favorite jersey of all time?
Favorite jersey of all time? Number 8, Kobe Bryant.
Yeah, there's numerous. I'd probably start with Adrian Peterson.
Man, probably take mine. I think that's pretty nice as well.
Maybe. That's a tough question.
Before I'm done, I have to get an Eli Manning jersey, and I've got to get an Odell Beckham jersey, because that'll be special. It'll be a really special keepsake for sure.
My favorite jersey, I have a Rick Schmitz. Does that count? Are we talking basketball or
anything?
Rick,
yeah.
Rick Schmitz. Yeah, Pacers, 31.
And what's
45? 41? I can't remember.
I'd have to go with an offensive lineman just because no one has offensive lineman jerseys. I would get some old Giants jerseys, some old offensive linemen. I would get the D.O. O'Hara, the Snead, Kevin Booth, all those guys.
It would be basketball, and honestly, I'll still say Kobe Bryant, the 24. This is last year, but obviously you got to respect greatness.
Dr. J, Magic. That's a lot, man. I can't just say one jersey. I can't just say one.
I'm going to go with 90. I'm going to keep it on the defensive side. Go with JPP's jersey. I'll take that.
Then it had to be Ray Lewis, you know. I always been, like, big on linebackers. And if not his, it'd definitely be Mike Singletary.
Has to be Curry. He just, the way they dominate, and you got to show love. So it's easy.
Dominique Rodgers Cromartie.
You better know it.
That's my boy.
You better know it.
I don't have an Odell jersey. You can get me one?
Really, I think that would be quite easy for you to attain.
That would be fun. That would be neat. I could maybe wear it around. That'd be cool.
Actually, maybe you could get the one that he was actually wearing when he had that phenomenal catch that I think you threw to him, right?
Yeah. I think I got put in the Hall of Fame, though, right? I'm going to have to steal it, so I might get in trouble. So if it goes missing, though, you know where it went.
You like Eli's pick? Rick Schmitz, remember him, the dunking Dutchman? Well, I'll tell you what. If you know Eli, he is one of the great practical jokers in the Giants locker room. I'm just guessing he might have been pulling our leg a little bit. When we come back, much more of Giants Access Blue presented by Toyota after this. Welcome back to Giants Access Blue presented by Toyota. A lot of people love playing fantasy football. Former Giants Plaxico Burress and Chris Snead stopped by the DraftKings offices and they found out what it takes to be really good at fantasy football with a little healthy competition.
Anita Marks here with the Giants, and I've got former wide receiver Plaxico Burress standing to my left, former offensive lineman Chris Snee standing to my right, and DraftKings has taken over fantasy, and we have an opportunity to, like, hang out with the crew, find out how DraftKings operates, and let's find out what they're about.
Plaxico.
How you doing?
Welcome. Chris. Welcome to DraftKings. So I want, before we get started, I want you guys to know there's three keys to success here at DraftKings. Mm-hmm. Strategy, smart, and drafting. Mm-hmm. So let's go get started.
All right.
Little do they know, Chris and Plaxico are about to go through a fun competition of challenges to showcase the three strategies. First up, a wing-eating contest.
1 minute on the clock, not a lot of time, so it's all about how you're going to get the most wings down the hatch.
I like it. So, Plaxico, are you ready for this challenge?
Hey, you know what? I haven't eaten since breakfast, so I'm fired up. I'm ready to go.
All right, gentlemen, ready? I've got the timer. Go! Clock is ticking. 3, 2, 1, stop! All right, so 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16. So, Plaxico's team has 16. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. What is that? Chris, me, what is going on?
Wings aren't my thing. I let the team down. Sorry.
Plaxico took the first round, but Chris had a chance to gain ground with the next challenge, trivia.
All right, here we go. Chris, you are up first. Here's your first trivia question. Who caught the first two touchdown passes of Eli Manning's career? You're on the clock.
Go with the tight end.
Throws the tight end. Shockey.
That is correct.
Yes.
Jeremy Shockey. How many coaches have won Super Bowls for the New York Football Giants?
Two. Final answer.
And that's correct. Who are they?
Tuna and Coach Coffey.
There you go. Who was the first player to say, I'm going to Disney World after winning the Super Bowl?
I'm going to go to Disney World. I'm going to go to Disneyland.
He pitched a perfect game, basically, right?
I guess
Phil Simms.
That is correct. Phil Simms in 1986. All right, guys, you guys are tied. Who did Chris Snee make his NFL debut against? Which team?
I'm going to say Cowboys.
Close. The Eagles.
Oh.
You are the winner, my friend.
Chris tied it up, and it was on to the last challenge, arm wrestling.
So, obviously, working at DraftKings, one of the requirements to work here is you have to draft well. And you guys have shown that you can eat some chicken wings and you have the smarts, but we have to see your drafting skills. So, you're going to pick one of these DraftKings employees to represent you to see who gets the job. So, make sure you pick wisely.
I'm going to go with my man in the middle.
I'm going to go with Duck Duck Goose. Yeah. This guy right here. Yeah.
All right. 1, 2, 3. Chris, you got to feel really good. You won two of the three challenges. How cool is that?
It ranks right up there with the, you know, my win, favorite wins of all time. But I want to thank you, DraftKings. Great day at the office.
Wing eating contest. I'm not sure if that's going to help you at home trying to win your fantasy league, but it was fun for Plax and Chris Snee. Now it's time for this week's edition of Papa's Perspective. As each and every NFL team heads into the offseason that's not in the postseason and not with an opportunity to compete at the Super Bowl, you got to deal with changes. Coaching changes like the Giants are dealing with, changes in coordinators. You never know what's going to happen in the NFL. And it's incumbent upon the players on the New York Giants right now as they have gone home, getting ready for their offseason planning, resting their bodies, resting their minds a little bit, to stay focused on what needs to be done. What they have to do is get themselves healed, but also know that when they come back to work, there's going to be a whole new learning curve. Things are going to be different here at the Quest Diagnostics Training Center. And it's the guys that come back in shape, prepared, and with an open mind to learn new things. They're the ones that will prosper and give themselves an opportunity to be successful both individually and as a team next season. That wraps it up for this week's show. Make sure you join us each and every week right here on My Nine for another edition of Giants Access Blue presented by Toyota. This week's Papa's Perspective was brought to you by United Airlines, the official airline of the New York Giants. This week's Look Into the Community is brought to you by Verizon. Pepsi, the official soft drink of the New York Giants. MetLife, get a free quote and apply online in less than 10 minutes. Visit MetLife.com/life today.